Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to another Blog Talk Radio 9 to 5 show with
Lisa Lytle. Hello, everybody.
And today's show is Winning the Game of Life. When I had written this, I actually knew what I was talking about. But that was weeks ago. I looked at the title and looked at each other and both said, well, what exactly does that mean? And so, and we didn't answer. But as time has gone on, the notions behind it, the idea behind it, and the great power behind it is starting to come back and let us on a particular path that we like to share with you. For starters, in the ancients used to talk about life being a game or like a game. And I think what they meant by that, or at least as I interpret it, is number one, one of the biggest issues that many of us share, certainly I do, certainly at this time in my life, is a, I wouldn't exactly call it a disease. I'd call it a cough, but a concern, and that is the concern of seriousness. We have a tendency, or I know I certainly have a tendency to take things in such a serious way, and everything is serious, regardless of it is, you know, if it is serious or not, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to make it serious. And I think what the ancient masters used meant by life being a game or like a game was simply that, don't take it so seriously. That's one of the hidden meanings of that, and that's kind of one of the keys. Lighten up.
Yeah, I agree. When I heard the topic, I thought the same thing. I'm like, when did we write that, and what were we thinking? But yes, that's exactly what, when we were settling on the topic, that's what came to my mind also, is this whole idea of getting, I call it getting bogged down in earthly stuff. You know, we all have to, especially this time of year. I mean, I despise preparing tax information. It is a total waste of effort and energy and my personal time, the one resource which I cannot buy more of. And I actually have to sit there and deal with these ridiculous numbers, you know, and waste hour after hour putting this stuff together. And it's just ridiculous nonsense.
How do you really feel about
it? Yeah, it is. Well, that's just one great example. There are many others where we just waste time on foolishness, this insane system that we set up, which has not evolved or changed or simplified over the years. It's gotten more complex. And just for the sake of complexity, it doesn't serve a greater purpose. And yet, to me, you know, the joys of life, the giving to others, the spending time with others, the sharing passion and joy and sharing what you love to do and really working on the things that matter, that's what we should be doing 100% of our time. That's winning at the game of life for me.
And winning at the game of life, it's not necessarily like a winning as in one person wins, one person loses. This is a personal issue, whether you either win or you keep playing to as long as you can. And in other words, there isn't a beginning, there isn't an end per se to the winning aspect of it. You can always start every single day, every hour within the day. You know what? I'm going to start a new game, so to speak. I'm going to start a new way of approaching life. I'm going to look at things differently. I'm going to set up things differently. I'm going to start a business in a different way. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. This topic is so, when we first looked at it, like, what are we thinking of? And as we've gone on here, it's like, this so much fits.
Yeah.
And certainly fits our life where we are at this point.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And I can't stress how many people we've coached and they've come to us and said, you know, I'm in this job. And we ask them, you know, oh, is this something you're really passionate about? No, I actually despise it. But I'm willing to do this job to gain benefits and then one day retire so that I can spend the other years of my life doing what I love. And that's like not winning at the game of life. That is so trading years and years and years of your happiness for this idea, if you make it, because there's no guarantee any of us are going to make it that long, where you're going to retire and then get to do something you love.
Yeah, I mean, my own life, I remember my father. My father was a wonderful person, and I remember one of the things he said was, when I retire, and then he had a whole laundry list of things, and he was an extremely hard worker. And I said, you know, Dad, when are you going to enjoy this? When are you going to, when I retire, I'm going to do it. And this is a whole list of stuff. At 60, he died and never got to experience those things. And that left a tremendous impression on me in that, you know, we're not guaranteed the next day. If you want to do something, you do it and you find a way to do it. And if it's that important, you'll find a way to. And if you don't have the means to do it, people like us are here and available for coaching sessions that'll help to draw out the very best in you so you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't wait. I mean, even if you're in a job that you're not happy with, there are still ways to do things that you love while you're in that transition, while you're looking for work you're passionate about. You know, we certainly wouldn't say to somebody, no, quit your job, you know, walk off, you know, especially if they have family. I mean, that would be so irresponsible. But there are ways to start to incorporate the passionate things that drive your life into your life, no matter where you are.
Yeah, and you were using the example of job, but it's certainly not just job. It applies to many other areas.
Absolutely.
It applies to various aspects of maybe your relationship and other personal things. And at the end of the show, I mean, some of us are not 20 anymore, and at the end we start to think, you know, this isn't, you know, when you're 20, you're going to live forever, so you really don't care. But you get to a certain point when you look back and you realize, wait a second, my original plan of living forever may have a flaw or two in it. And at some point, you know, I'm not going to be around. And if when I look back from that point, did my life matter? Did I win the game of life, so to speak? And if the answer doesn't come immediately, as in, yes, I'm winning it, and there's a pause, or you're not sure how to answer it, the answer is maybe not so much yet. And so with the remaining time that we do have, whatever it be, whether it be years or decades or what have you, how can we make the necessary adjustments, not tomorrow, not when I retire, I mean literally this moment, to get the results that you're looking for?
Yeah, so many people have asked me, you know, Lisa, you seem so courageous because you go off into these directions with my music career and now I'm songwriting. And
if I may interrupt, you should do, you take the last minute, let people know how you switch gears at 51.
Ooh.
If I may.
How did I switch gears? Why? Well,
that's a big thing.
It is. Yeah, it's not a small thing. I'm not actually sure how I did. I don't think it was an immediate, like, wow, I switched a gear. It was a slow process of discovery. My father passed away unexpectedly, and to deal with the grief of that, I started songwriting and didn't really think about it other than a way to deal with expressing my emotions. Then this past year, I seriously sat down and started pondering whether or not I wanted to take that on as a serious career commitment. And then I said, yes, I'm going to do that. So I put all the things in place necessary to do that. And doors have been flying open so fast, I feel like I'm a tail of a kite going along for the ride. So it's a bit overwhelming. But the universe gives you all the green light once you make a commitment. So I'd love to tell you more. Maybe next week I'll continue on that. It's been a great journey, and I'd love to fill you in on it.
Time for you to win the game as well.
Yes.
You've been listening to another 9 to 5 show. Look forward to speaking with you next week.